Dr. Pinsky dictating a female AMA on Tiyamika, T-I-Y-A-M-I-K-A, Hill, H-I-L-L. Tiyamika Hill is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4-1-22, but at that time a cart weighing 300 pounds struck her on the outside of her left foot laterally. Apparently she was wearing safety boots at the time, where the cart was being maneuvered by a co-worker. She did go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Hill's left foot and ankle were run over by a cart. Treatment records show she was seen at Inspira urgent care the following day. She had x-rays that showed no evidence of fracture or dislocation. There was mild swelling of the soft tissues at the left ankle, but the ankle joint was otherwise negative. This visit was actually at the emergency room. She was instructed to follow up with orthopedics and was prescribed oxycodone. When she presented for this visit, she stated a 300-pound cart ran over her left foot on Friday. She was seen at the Amazon clinic and was placed in an ACE wrap and has been icing it and elevating it since. But she continues to have swelling and ecchymosis on the foot. Exam found normal range of motion and strength. The left foot showed significant ecchymosis and swelling along the dorsal aspect, extending up the lateral malleolus area with no vascular structures intact, but there was no crepitus and normal capillary refill was present. She was diagnosed with left foot pain and swelling, and was treated and released. Her diagnosis was contusion of the left foot. She then was seen on 4-7-22 by Dr. Brown at Concentra. She said that she was pulling a cart around the corner when the cart hit the left foot and ankle. She had pain and swelling in the left foot and ankle upon presentation. Dr. Brown diagnosed contusion of the left ankle. She was placed in a short walker boot and was advised to use hot and cold compresses. Ms. Hill was seen on 4-22-22, Ms. Hill underwent an ultrasound of the left lower extremity. It was normal sonographic appearance of the left Achilles, common peroneus longus, and peroneus brevis tendons. They were intact left anterior telefibular and calcaneofibular ligaments. New paragraph on 5-2-22, she was seen by primary care practice called Complete Care. They noted a history of hypertension. Chronic gastritis. She was a former smoker. She was being seen for podiatry at this multi-specialist practice. She was diagnosed with pain in the left foot and was referred to physical therapy. If no improvement, she might need an MRI. The name of this podiatrist was Dr. Noone, N-O-O-N-E. as Hill followed up here. Over the next several months period, she participated in physical therapy on the dates described, period. The paragraph on 8/16/22, she was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero, period. His diagnosis was that of a left ankle contusion and acute left ankle pain. Pretty recommended an MRI before deciding on treatment. Period. She did undergo an MRI of the left ankle on 10/3/22. Period. There was nonspecific subcutaneous edema around the left ankle without significant internal derangement. Period. Dr. DiVenero reviewed his results with her on 12/13/22, period. She had completed therapy and had good relief during therapy, period. He wrote the ankle looks better and she was also walking better, period. He again reviewed her MRI, period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and released her back to full duty, period. She also continued to be seen at complete care through 2/1/23, period. Dr. Noon's final diagnoses were complex regional pain syndrome, type 1, common neuropathy, and joint pain, period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed hallux valgus deformities bilaterally. Period. There was healed open surgical scarring consistent with left bunion repair. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Magnum muscle testing was 5/5, but somewhat ratchet-like in left plantar flexor strength. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal. New paragraph, I measured her mid-metatarsals at the level of point of impact from the court, period. This confirmed there was no substantive swelling about the left foot or ankle, period. And lumbus sacral, normal. Gait maneuver is normal. Impressions on 4/1/22. Tyamika Hill's left foot was struck by a cart that she was pulling. Period. She was seen in-house at Amazon and initiated on conservative care. Period. On 4/3/22, she was seen at the hospital and underwent x-rays of the left ankle and foot that showed no substantive osseous abnormalities. Period. She was briefly seen at Concentra, and then her care was assumed by podiatrist Dr. Noon, period. He treated her conservatively, including physical therapy. Period. Ms. Hill also was seen by Dr. DiVenero, who had her undergo an MRI on 10/3/22 to be inserted here. Period. Having reviewed this study, he cleared her to return to work and discharged her from care. Period. In the paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Hill found that she ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. She could perform provocative gait maneuvers. Period. She had full range of motion of the left foot and ankle, where there was no tenderness to palpation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were also negative. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0%. Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. This petitioner's soft tissue injuries in the form of contusion and sprain have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. She does not meet diagnostic criteria for complex regional pain syndrome. Period. And that is the end.